As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
The pitch hit in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Matos. Near the wall, it's got a chance. Gone. 2-run homer, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 2-0.
Absolutely crushed that ball.
What I love about Ian is very dedicated and serious about his craft.
Gold Glove Award winner.
Deep drive to left. That's trouble. Back goes Happ. Near the left field fence, Happ makes the catch right up against the wall.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
It's going to be a good show. 500 to 600
people, and we're just going to see where it goes. As well, we that's every time on the podcast.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has 5 fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
We do toast Ian Happ. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. And we got to talk to Ian for an hour last week at Brickhouse Tavern. That was a lot of fun.
Good times. Good times were had by all. I think. I guess we got to clear by Ian if he had a good time.
All right, let's start with that question. Ian, how are you? Did you have a good time last week?
That was awesome. It was great to get to spend an hour and hang out. And I think it was cool to see everybody come out and enjoy it.
Blink twice if you're in trouble. Are we forcing you to say this?
Of course not. Never, never.
It was a fun crowd. Like all the pictures that were taken too. Like how was that? Just taking pics with the people.
Yeah, it's just cool to see. I think, you know, we talked about it a lot, the fans and the support. And when people come out and show up for things like that, it's a special part about being a Cub. And you know, we had the live Compound event on Saturday, and PCA came out just to see, you know, we had over 500 people there come out to watch a live show, and the support and how much people care want to
see
be a
I like
part
to
th- of us. It's really fun.
I like to think, Ian, that we prepared you better for that live audience of the Compound Podcast by just hanging out with us in a much more smaller, intimate setting. Did you feel more prepared for going on with all those fans of yours?
Yeah, it was. You know what's really cool? That's the second time we've done it, and from year to year, I thought it got a little bit better. I thought the flow of the show, and you know, we sold a few more tickets. We learned from the first one, but you know, and lucky enough to get to do it at the Cubs convention a few times too. So every year feels like it gets a little bit better, and the following of the podcast just keeps growing.
It really does, and I appreciate that you guys have grown it from where, you know, it was a 3-man weave independently. It's now part of our family here at Odyssey. And to have the live podcast too, especially at that venue, what was it like being at the Music Box Theater? Because I've heard a lot of good things about the venue too.
Yeah, the Music Box does a great job. That's, you know, 2 years in a row we've done it with them. They take great care of us. So it's been, you know, they make it easy, especially in season, to coordinate everything and do that. They made it super easy for us, and working with the Cubs, getting furniture over there, and Yeah, last year we did it on an off day, and this year to do it kind of in between their shows and same day as the game, you know, they took everything off our plate so we could just go and do the show. And Pete was generous enough to come by, and people were super excited to see him and hear from him, which is great.
Show and go. I do want to remind people that Ian hosts the Compound Podcast, which is now part of Odyssey Sports. New episodes drop each Wednesday with the latest discussion on the Cubs and baseball. Download and listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Is this episode, do you know if it's going to be one of those ones that we can download?
We wanted to do the audio, and I don't know. We're still going to see Tom Prize when our producer is going to check out how the audio came out. And we're not exactly sure how the audio is going to turn. There's not going to be any video from it. So it might just be a live only type of thing. But we did recorded last night. We had a guest on, Dave Phillips, who's a golf instructor and co-founder of Four Wellness and the TPI, the Titleist Performance Institute. So it was pretty cool to have an interview with him, and that'll be dropping on Wednesday.
All right, so you continue to work on your interviewing skills as the guy running a podcast. My question is this, getting PCA in front of that live audience, what big nugget or two were you able to unearth from Pete Crow Armstrong?
You know what I think is really interesting is when you can talk about like routine and what guys have learned in that kind of setting. Just talking to him about how his hitting routine has changed and kind of what he's learned over the last couple years, and some of those little things. We talked a little bit about playing the outfield together and the challenges of Wrigley, and kind of instinctually what one of the things that I found really interesting, you know, Pete's such a gifted athlete and runs around out there so well, but our outfield coaches and Clinton Berry especially came into spring training with a nugget for him, and hey man, we think you can get even better jumps, and worked on his pre-pitch a little bit and just how he got into position to get his breaks, and he actually has statistically his outfield jumps have improved, and for someone who's that gifted and has been touted as such an elite defensive center fielder to be willing and open to taking feedback, I thought was pretty cool.
I think there are times where you can actually see the game slow down for people. And I feel like we have seen that happen for Pete. When would you say you started to see that occur for him? And give us examples, not just on the defensive side, but maybe also what you've seen hitting-wise where that's been the case.
Yeah, I think second half of last year, I think he got into a groove where the game slowed down from decision-making aspect and then from just the pure quality of contact. And I think he got in a rhythm early this year of just, hey, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to play every day. I'm going to play against lefties, I'm going to play against righties. And so I think that's helped him. I think from a defensive aspect, though, just his ability to not try to make the hero play every time. And a lot of times that's not on catching balls. That's on making the right throws into cutoff men or to the right base. And we saw that kind of halfway through last year too, where he really understands the game situation and where the ball needs to go all the time. And that's been a fun process to kind of see. And like, he's 23 years old. Like it's not like we're saying he figured this out after 10 years. He figured it out after like 2 months. And that's pretty cool.
Looking at one of your other teammates, I was really impressed with what Ben Brown not only did on the mound his last time out, but what he had to say about kind of the mental preparation and throwing strike one as a guy, as a starter, and how it kind of changed with the use of the opener in terms of what he felt like his responsibility was in that process. First question is it weird for you when there's an opener for your team? Does that change anything from how you see the game to anything else?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just situationally with the way that their lineup's constructed that you have left, right, and then a switch hitter at the top. And Ellie's been good both ways, but definitely left-handed. It's the ball really hard, and it's pretty dangerous. So the ability to get Pomerantz in there to start the game, have a clean inning, give us a chance to go out there on offense and try to put up a run, but what Ben was able to do, just coming in and being absolutely dominant. I think he's got the stuff to do that on a week in, week out, or start to start basis. But to give him a chance to go out there, kind of after there's been one clean inning, and just do his thing, And sometimes just that switch up mentally, preparing in a little bit different way, coming out of the bullpen, whether that's with the routine or just a little bit of a different mentality, can flip things.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This segment with Ian Happ is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. I was also talking to Marshall about it yesterday a little bit, Ian, because number one, I don't think it's easy to suspend disbelief to say to yourself, oh, my first inning will just not be in the first inning. It's like I don't have to worry about it anymore. And then produce the way he did. So credit to him for using that to his advantage. And then also, I just feel like this is another Craig Counsell creative accounting type of move to kind of use your personnel, know your personnel, and get a different outcome.
Yeah, and he did a great job when Cade came up and taking the pressure off him facing the first time through. And I think the other thing that it does, maybe that people don't think about as much, is if you're trying to get through 5-6 innings, right, you're going to see the lineup at least twice. And so for it to be that the second time through, or the time that you're getting to the third time through, that it isn't the top of the order right away. You know, the top of the order will be at the end of the third time through instead of at the beginning of the third time through. So you can go through kind of the middle or the back of that lineup for the third time or for the second time. And you're not, as the guy who's making the decisions on who to bring in, you know, you're not stressing about, well, he's got to face their top three hitters for the third time, and we have to make a bullpen decision at that point. And so it was a little bit easier on Ben, but then it helps you match up. And with that game in a close situation, it gives you the opportunity to go to the lefty field bar to get through that lefty-lefty pocket. And it makes that process a little bit easier. It gives us more options in the bullpen in the back end of the game.
You guys are starting a series and a road trip that looks really grueling, especially because I think it's 26 out of 27 games with just, or sorry, you're playing 26 out of 27 days coming up. This is a 9-game road trip in 9 days. Do you have to kind of shift the way you approach stretches like this when you know you're not going to get rest? And I know Craig Counsell's talked about giving guys some time off.
It's definitely a little bit different, I think, because of the way our schedule laid out. You know, we got a ton of off days in April and May because of the 2 extra days from Japan. You know, they kind of stacked our off days early so that we weren't at an advantage towards the end of the season versus other teams about having a bunch of off days. So kind of how the schedule worked out, we got to have a bunch of these off days and really be rested in the first 2 months. And now we're going to have to play that schedule where we have 2 off days in a month. And we're going to have a ton of games in a row here. And I think we're all prepared physically to do that. You're definitely going to see a few off days for some of the guys that have been playing every single day at some point. And I think the travel aspect of this is we're going to be bouncing around a little bit, but I think it's the same. I don't think it changes the way you prepare mentally. I think it's the same thing. You know, we're going to go out and play our brand of baseball and see where that shakes.
Javi Baez got to town yesterday. He and the Tigers beat the White Sox 13-1. I know you guys are about to see the Tigers. We've talked a lot as a show about just Javi's success and how he's being utilized. Knowing that you guys are going to face him over the weekend, you know, what do you think about not just that Tigers team, which is incredibly good, but also just how Javi's found a renaissance the way he has?
Yeah, I think Tigers have been playing great baseball. And, you know, Scott Harris is over there, and he was an assistant GM with us and a good friend. So to see them playing good baseball is awesome. But I think Anthony Iaposi is the first base coach as well, who's our hitting coach for years. But Javi, just his ability to understand and play the game, you know, I was fortunate enough to get to watch it for a long time and be a part of it for a long time. And so, you know, to see him you know, bouncing around and playing center field and doing that at a high level and just being himself. It's really fun to see. And I know how much he loves the game. I know how much he loves to play. And he's out there every single day. He's never, you know, no matter what was going on with his body, he was always out there and wanted to play. And so, you know, it's fun to see him doing well.
Who on the Cubs do you think, is there a comp who has the most energy or that kind of joy that plays like Javi does now?
I mean, yeah, it's Pete's that. Pete's got that in him. Pete's got that joy for the game, the flair for the dramatic, you know, the fanfare. And I think that people just love watching Pete play baseball as they did watching Javi play baseball. It's an exciting style of play. And so, yeah, you get a lot of that, and you get the fans chanting the PCA like they were for Javi.
Looking at this matchup, I don't know if how much you know about the Nationals coming in, but I mean, they've won 10 of their last 14. They're kind of a middling team, if you will, three games under 500. But they've been pretty good of late, series wins over the Mariners and Diamondbacks leading into this series. What do you see as challenging about this Nationals squad?
I think they have a good young team. They have a position player group who plays really well and has a lot of potential. I think they got some good bullpen arms, and Davey Martinez, who we know well from the Cubby days, is a great manager. It's going to be a good test. And I think one of the unique things about that, I think they might be running nine lefties out there in their lineup at some point this series. So we were talking about it. I don't know if we've ever seen that, and because I think they have a couple switch hitters and they have a bunch of left-handed hitters, so you might see nine straight lefties against one of our right-handed starters at some point, which would be an interesting one.
Yeah, that might be a lot of work for you in the outfield. I did think about you when it came to the concept of no wave at Wrigley, because I thought about how at that ballpark in DC, that's not really an issue like that. They have a lot of open space in that outfield in a batter's eye.
Oh yeah, that's a good outfield for guys to run around in, especially left center. Right field can play a little tight. There's a big wall out there, but yeah, left center, where kind of the way bullpen is, gets pretty big, and it's a great ballpark. Got some good memories there from 2017, and from some different games and different teams, and so yeah, I'm excited for the series. It's going to be great.
Well, and I also did think about how, you know, Detroit's massive outfield is still
massive.
Yeah, so we're turning the golden retriever
loose. They brought the fences in. Oh, yeah. He'll be running around out there. It'll be fun to watch.
Do you track your steps in games like that when you know you're going to be running around in that massive outfield in Detroit, too?
It's funny. We do have, you know, we get all of those numbers kind of the next day from the Hawkeye system. So, yeah, the back and forth to the dugout is pretty good. And Detroit's a first base. We're in the first base side in Detroit, so that's the long run for me. So I'll be getting my steps in. That's for sure.
How many miles do you think you're gonna get?
I think it's two or three over the course of a game. I'd have to check that on just how many that, and that's just like in and out. I think you end up probably around three. Depends how active you get out there, but oh yeah, it'll be good. That's, and I think, you know, that's the great part about having Seiya as our DH and the guy that could step in. I'm sure you'll see over the course of the next month here, you know, Tuck and I getting off our feet of hair and Sabian being out there, and probably at some point we're going to have to give Pete a day to just hit and not run around. So we'll see how that works out. But that's on counts. We'll be ready whenever he asks.
It seems like PCA wants to play all 162. And I don't know with the Kyle Tucker situation. I don't know if you've talked to him or anything about what he kind of described as more minor than maybe we were making it out to be. What happened to him Sunday, jamming his right ring finger. But PCA playing 162, is that a thing you can envision?
It's definitely possible. I think that I think at some point, just for, I think we would like to probably give him a day or two to just watch or just hit and get off his feet. And I think the schedule's really lined up well with these off days to not have to do that for anybody. And you know, guys have been playing every single day, and it's been impressive to see. But yeah, I think Nico and Dansby, the amount of times that they've gone out there just every single day, no questions asked to play Tuxman out there, and a little bit of DH Tuxman out there every day, Beatsman out there every day. So just chance to give guys a day off their feet would be big, and you know, we'll see how that works. But I know we got a bunch of guys on this team that don't want to do that. They want to be out there every single day, and they'll be fighting it pretty good.
So then also, just to build off of what you were saying about, you know, Saya having that ability, we saw him look pretty comfortable even when he was helping you out and left. You think you're going to see some DH time in Kyle too this month? Is that what you were implying?
I think it's more than likely, yeah, that we'll probably see a couple of days. Like you said, that 26 games in 27 days. You know, we haven't had to do that yet this year. I think the longest stretch we've had in a row is 9. I think, you know, we've had basically the last month been playing about 6 and then an off day, 6 and then an off day. So I think you'll probably see some of that mixed in here in the next month.
Awesome. Thanks so much for letting us know, Ian. And then what's going on with Connect? I know cold brew is flowing freely these days.
And yeah, we, you know, in Chicago, we haven't really seen the warm weather yet. I think it's picking up now that we left, which is really nice. Glad that, you know, we leave town and it gets to 70, 80 degrees. But this is officially cold brew season. I think we can say we're in June. It's heating up. So the cold brew cans, you can get them all over the place. You can get them shipped right to you as well at connectroasters.com. And we hope that people are enjoying the Home Run Club. So weather heats up, maybe we'll see a few more home runs at Wrigley, getting people those stinger dollars.
There you go. Enjoy the humidity in D.C. while you're at it.
Thanks so much. Have a good one, guys.
Nice and sweaty for Ian Happ. That was Ian Happ, of course, joining us for his weekly visit. We are always happy to have him.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.